Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new species of being. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I've got a copy of David Herzog's brand new book. It's called Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Living, 21 Days from Natural to Supernatural Health. And let me read a quote by someone on the back of the book. I love the way David Herzog explains the ancient mystery of how people used to live longer. And the quote is by me, Sid Roth. David, let's start there today. Why is it? I mean, you see how long these people lived in the Bible. And although the lifespan's increasing now because of modern medicine, et cetera, the quality of life isn't increasing, but the length of life is increasing. It's still nowhere close to what the ancients lived.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly true. The ancients lived, I mean, you look in the Bible, 800 years old, 1,000 years old. And even today, like even 100 years ago, researchers went to different parts of the world, indigenous people groups, and some of them were living way longer than the Western world. And a lot of it was connected to their diet, their lifestyle, everything. It's just amazing. Even like Okinawa, Japan, even to this day, people live longer there than they do in other places. And their lifestyle, their diet, their stress-free living has a lot to do with it.
You just hit a very important word, stress-free living. Most people, they're operating in stress and they don't even know it. They say, I'm not stressed out, but they are because the body doesn't know the difference between good stress and bad stress. Stress is stress to the body. You have some suggestions to live a stress-free life in your book. Tell me a few.
Yeah, it's multiple things. First of all, of course, spiritually, you want to be strong with God. Spend the first part of your day with God and the Word. That reduces stress big time, your burdens, emotional things. The Bible says give your burdens to the Lord, you know, not to hold them. Although there's exercise as well. When you go for a brisk walk or do something, I notice outdoors with exercise, it reduces a huge amount of stress. And also just mental, like people think the worst. They have fear. They have worry. And so all those put together, then you got the electromagnetic stress. You got the cell phones. You've got all those people sleep right next to their bed. They have cell phones, computers. All that stuff is emanating so much stuff. People can't sleep at night. They got insomnia, which increases the stress. Where like our grandparents, you know, they went to bed as soon as the sun went down because they didn't have a lot of TV or cell phones or electromagnetic. So actually they were more peaceful in one sense. They weren't overburdened with all the stress we have today. So I talk about ways in the book how to reduce the stress mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And when you do those, it way reduces your stress and you could actually live longer.
Now, why did people live so long in the Bible days? I mean, 500 years, 800 years. I mean, this is ridiculous. What was different back then that we don't have today?
Well, Adam and Eve, we know, they weren't supposed to die until they sinned. So sin leads to death. And so even after they sinned, they didn't live forever, but they were living 1,000, 800. And it seems like as sin increased on the earth, lifespans went down, down, down. So it's connected to the blood. The blood of Jesus puts you back in communion with God and I believe can actually help you live longer. So like your DNA, when you say, Lord, this is your blood, this is your, when you take communion, this is your body, something can happen, I believe, by faith, even in your DNA. God can reset your DNA, your spirit man, and you can live longer. So I think sin is one of them, but also in those days, they still had healthier lifestyles. They didn't have to find a health food store. Everything was raw and organic to begin with. And as we get more and more in the modern age, we live less and less healthy, natural lives the way God intended. So the consequences are, you know, sickness, death. And sin also has a lot to do with the human condition.
Now, everyone has heard about organic food. Why is that important? I know it's more expensive, but why is it so important?
You get like way more nutrition out of, let's say, an organic fruit or vegetable. So you actually get more for your money. You get like 10 times more. I have statistics in the book on different foods when it's organic and not. You don't actually get the full amount of nutrition you're supposed to get when you buy non-organic because it has pesticides, it has sprays, it has all kind of toxins, and you don't get the full nutrition. So you actually get more for your money with organic because you get the full amount of nutrients you're supposed to get in a fruit or an apple or vegetable.
Now, I know you. I know your family. You and your family are all the picture of health. And so your whole family's on this program. But tell me about one of your employees by the name of Dana.
Oh, Dana, yeah. She started reading my book, started putting those principles together. And she, first of all, she lost about, 30 pounds in just a very short amount of time. Mentally, her stress levels went down. It affected, in a good way, her family, her marriage, like everything began to change in her life just from that.
And you talk, and I have to tell you, when someone reads your book, they might say, oh, not a lot of meat, raw foods. Come on now, give me a break. But you have some compelling reasons. Why should someone want raw foods rather than cooked foods with lots of salt in it? And but what's the difference, really and truly, between the raw and the cooked?
Well, when it comes to vegetables, there's a couple of vegetables that you need to steam, like broccoli or whatever. But in general, the enzymes after you're 30 and up, you don't produce enzymes. So basically, when you're young, you can go to Pizza Hut, eat all you want, you don't gain weight, you look great. After a certain age, you can't get away with that because your body's not producing enzymes. So the only way to get the enzymes is from the food. When you cook the vegetables, it kills all the enzymes. So it doesn't help you eliminate the foods you're eating. Raw foods help you eliminate immediately. It goes right through you. So even if you were to eat, let's say, a piece of meat, and that meat takes hours and hours to digest, if you have raw food, the enzymes in that raw food will help the whole thing digest a lot faster. Whatever you eat, it's got to come out. If it doesn't come out, it's still in you, and it's creating toxins, and it's creating gases. It's creating a lot of problems. So bottom line is raw food helps the food that you eat get out fast enough, really fast. Because with the cooked food, you lose a lot of the nutrients, the vitamins, all the good stuff. You lose most of it when you cook it.
And you also talk a lot about juicing. Why not just eat a bunch of apples and pears during the day? Why juice? That's a lot of trouble.
Well, if you wanted to have the maximum health, you couldn't eat all the foods in the short time that you could in juicing. You know, you stick kale and cucumbers and carrots in there, and you stick apples and chlorella, spirulina. To do all that and make a salad might take you a long time. You stick it in a blender, it breaks it down for you, and it's like liquid energy, liquid health. You could eat a big raw salad and fruit. It just takes even longer for it to digest. So I recommend a combination of both. When you first wake up in the morning, you do raw juicing or a blender, and all the nutrients go immediately to your cells, immediately to your bloodstream, and it's like you got this natural high first thing in the morning. So it breaks it down much faster than your own body and stomach could do it, again, because the enzymes, it's amazing. People that try it, they get hooked on it because it's almost like they get addicted to the feeling of the raw juicing, and then the rest of the day they're so full of energy. Even it fills you up. Like if you stick an avocado in there, you stick some fruit, some veggies, a bunch of different things. You couldn't even eat all that a lot of times in a salad, but you stick it in a juice, you get it all in there. And a lot of times you're not even hungry until dinner time, many, many times. It's so good for you.
Now, do you mix vegetable juice with fruit juice, or do you have a vegetable juice in the morning and a fruit juice in the afternoon?
What I do is in the morning when I get up, I try to do it the first part of the day, I put them together because if you just do the veggies, sometimes it doesn't taste that great, you know. You just put a bunch of kale in there. So I put like kale for my garden. I have a garden with some food growing there. I put some kale. I'll put some berries. Sometimes I'll actually use coconut water in there as the instead of water. And I mix different things in there, you know, cucumbers, goji berries, all these superfoods. Put a little spirulina, chlorella. And then it tastes wonderful, too. The taste is great. You got the combination of both. It's wonderful.
Do you ever put protein powder in?
I used to do it a long time. Now I do, when I do it, I use healthier versions of protein. I put like hemp protein. Chlorella and spirulina actually are one of the highest proteins you can get, but they're plant-based protein. And they have actually as much protein than the other stuff you can buy. And it's healthier.
Now, when people follow your 21-day program, what feedback do you get?
People, like I told you, like Dana and others like her, say, okay, they lost 20, 30 pounds. She lost 30 pounds. People look like 10 years younger many times just after they do the 3 weeks. And then because they combine the health with fasting, with prayer, with mental changes, with breaking off old patterns in their life, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And so basically the whole man gets changed. Most diets, they just do like a physical diet. But let's say they still have bitterness in their heart or rejection from their father or whatever. And this 21-day, you kind of hit everything at one time, and you get full breakthrough.
Now, our time has slipped away, but I'll tell you something. We call this the Power and Glory Package. Why? Because the power is released in the foods the way God intended, and your body – I mean – David, can you imagine the average person, their body's all clogged up, they love God with all of their heart, but come about 5 p.m., they just go home and collapse. There's got to be a better life than that.
There has to be, because we're the end times, and God's raising up an end time army, but if the end time army is sick physically, the enemy doesn't even have to stop them. They're already self-defeating themselves and can't enter God's harvest. So he's wanting his people to be healthy, strong in every way so they can actually fulfill their destiny and their call.
Okay. The power through eating food the way God created the food to be, and the glory through the glory of God. That's the package. And that includes his brand new book, Jumpstart Your Way to Healthy Living. It's like getting 50 books in one book because it's the best of what we understand about health and nutrition, every area we might have problems with, and then a DVD that was recorded in our It's Supernatural mentoring studio right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, called Walking in the Glory Every Day, Step by Step, How You Can Walk in the Glory of God, and then a special magnet for your refrigerator, Living Stress-Free in the Glory, reminders for you, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.